those housing cooperatives, private sector partnership, and all those people who are low-abiding citizens, they will be accorded the opportunity to get a stand of their own, which is not dubious, like what has been happening. If everybody follows council procedures, they will be given the opportunity to own a house, they will be given an opportunity to have a stand of their own, which is properly done, not this way of doing things in a haphazard manner.
So now, how do you think you're going to do it since you've got a housing backlog? Can you give us some insight of, you know, how many people are on the housing waiting list and how you're going to tackle this kind of problem?
Currently, roughly, I think we have about 500,000 people who are on our housing waiting list. We have spoken to the government through the Ministry of Local Government that they should give us some adjusted farms so that we can expand Harare. But unfortunately, it is taking too long. We were promised about 23 farms which are adjusted to Harare so that we can expand Harare. All those people who are going to follow the proper procedure of acquiring a stand, they will be accorded the opportunity to get to own one. We want our people to understand that we have got the constitutional right to govern our cities properly and give everybody an opportunity to own a house, irrespective of your political affiliation.
We know that the Harare City Council is actually broke. So if you are given these farms by government, how are you going to service them? Where are you going to get the money from?
We are going to do, we are going to have these private partnerships. We are actually in motion to do that. We are inviting companies, those companies with their workers, to build houses for their workers. And we are also going to give the private developer, well-established private developers, who will also engage the banks like FBC, CAPS, and what have you, to actually assist the council. Because on our own, honestly, we cannot afford to do anything.